This is KUNC 91.5 FM.
Last time we spoke to Kareem Maddox, the public radio announcer had packed his bags for Poland, where he'd been signed to play pro basketball. We've reached him now in Krasno. Thanks very much for being back with us, Kareem.
Hey, thanks for having me on again, Scott.
We should explain, we introduced you as a former public radio announcer, but that's self-serving. You're also a former pro athlete.
It's been
like
3 years.
Like so many of us public radio announcers, you're also a former pro athlete.
Yeah.
I don't think I can
usually
get away with that.
Usually that's the NPR pipeline, isn't it?
Right, exactly. Yeah. You played a couple games now. How'd they go?
They went well. We played the best team in Poland, actually, in our first game and lost pretty badly. But I played okay. In the second game, we won, which was great. This team was just promoted, the team that I play on, to the first division. It's much like European soccer in that way. Mm-hmm. So it was the first win in the top division of basketball for the city. So it was a pretty big deal, and we were happy about it.
And how's your Polish?
It is non-existent. The little Polish that I have learned is Nia Mowia po polsku, which means I don't speak Polish.
Good phrase, yeah.
Yeah, it's come in handy.
I think Jak się masz is a greeting.
Yes, Jak się masz. That's like how's it going, essentially.
Yeah. I mean this question sincerely, although I know it'll sound funny. Do you play basketball in Polish or English?
We try to do everything in English.
Like a dunk is a dunk. It's not dunk in Polish or, you know, dunk in another language. It's a dunk.
Yeah, it's a slam dunk. Yep. Yeah. I think that's kind of universal.
Yeah. What's Krasno like?
Krasno is great. It's really small. It's about 50,000 people. It's kind of a young town, too. Lots of high school students. But they get excited about basketball, so that's good.
I'm going to guess you're pretty well known in town already.
Yes. Myself and our other Americans, we kind of feel like aliens sometimes walking around being African American. We don't see many other black people. In fact, I really haven't seen any other than myself and Royce, my teammate. But people kind of know who we are, and everyone's really friendly.
Last time we spoke, you were thinking about starting a podcast. I wonder if you've gone down that road anyway.
I have. So I've done a lot of planning, and I actually have a great episode planned out with regards to food here in Poland. I met someone whose grandmother is going to teach them how to make pierogies, which are very traditional food here. As she learns how to make pierogies from her grandmother, I'm just going to sit there and kind of see the process and see this tradition passed down from grandmother to grandchild, which should be interesting.
Yeah. And to save me a mispronunciation, what is the name of your team?
Yeah, it's Miasto Skła Krasno.
Which means?
City of Glass, yes. And that's because it has a history of glass making. And another fun fact is the first oil well was drilled in this city, or very close by.
Wow. And yet they're not the Krasno Oilers.
No. They're not. But, you know, I'll have to delve into that in a podcast episode.
Kareem Maddox speaking to us from Krasno, Poland. Thanks very much for being with us, and good luck.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate that.